You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters chant as they march through downtown Boston. On this occasion, there was no violence. But those are not scenes that have been mirrored around the United States in the troubled, emotionally charged, and chaotic aftermath to the latest high-profile death of a black man in police custody. And authorities are bracing for more violence as protests continue. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he believes many people's anger comes not from the recent death of George Floyd, but from many incidents involving black people over many years.
The big issue is people are outraged, and I understand that. I'm outraged. It's not just George Floyd's killing, although that's enough to outrage a nation. It's George Floyd, it's Ahmaud Arbery, it's Breonna Taylor, all just in the past 3 months. It's 30 years of Rodney King and Amadou Diallo and Sean Bell and Abner Louima.
In Minneapolis, where Mr. Floyd died, a tanker has driven into a crowd of protesters. No one was hurt. In Philadelphia, police have confronted protesters in the city's west with smoke bombs. And even as demonstrators kneeled in Times Square, protests in New York featured a police car driving into a crowd at one point in the New York City borough of Brooklyn. Mr. Cuomo says racism is still very much alive in the United States.
The real issue is the continuing racism in this country. And it is chronic, and it is endemic, and it is institutional. And it speaks to a collective hypocrisy. We're very good in this country at telling other people how they should live their lives and how they should act, how we preach a high standard, but we still discriminate on the basis of color of skin. That is the simple, painful truth.
A four-hour drive southwest of New York City, events have been just as heated in the nation's capital. Protesters have surrounded places of power in Washington, the White House, and the U.S. Capitol building. At one point, the Secret Service evacuated U.S. President Donald Trump to a secure underground bunker. Tear gas was also used on protesters. The president has been typically vocal on social media, but whilst expressing distress at Mr. Floyd's death, he's made few conventional public statements about the country's situation. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, says she expects more from the nation's commander-in-chief.
I think that the president has a role to play nationally in calming the unrest that we see in cities across America. And I think at the least, he has to not incite violence. And that's what we would expect.
Mr. Trump has proposed designating the loosely connected protest group known as Antifa as a terrorist organization. They've been accused by many of hijacking otherwise peaceful protests in the wake of Mr. Floyd's death and turning them into incidents of rioting and looting. Mr. Trump's national security adviser is Robert O'Brien. He says Antifa is actively making things worse for black people and other minorities whose lives have already been hit hard recently by coronavirus.
We stand with the protesters. It's the violent Antifa radical militants that are coming out under cover of night, traveling across state lines, using military-style tactics to burn down our cities. And they're especially targeting the most vulnerable parts of our cities, the minority sections, the African-American sections and Hispanic areas.
But as many people in the U.S. argue, many are also coming together. In New Jersey and Michigan, police have marched with protesters demanding justice after Mr. Floyd's death. And in many other cities, police have joined forces to clean up after the rioting and looting. On the affluent Los Angeles shopping strip of Rodeo Drive, residents have stopped to reflect in the aftermath of the events. Surrounded by graffiti and damaged buildings, this resident says those who think they are hurting the elite of US society with rioting and property damage are mistaken.
I see African Americans, I see Latinos, I see Asians, all kinds of people shopping here. It's not locals that shop here. And so when people are being this destructive, they're not hurting the Gucci's and the Cartiers of the world. They're really hurting the people that work here.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.